You got a craving for barbecue, and Dickie's has barbecue sandwiches that start under $6.50. Your favorite meat smoked low and slow, then piled high on a toasted brioche bun. A big fancy word for dang good. Great tasting sandwiches from our infamous pulled pork to taste bud kicking chicken. Get one of these bad boys starting under $6.50. Come see why they're Dickie's classics from a real wood burning pit. Right, Mr. Dickie?
We'll see you when you get here. Dickie's, we speak barbecue.
Welcome to the sweet spot, where your home gets the innovative appliances it needs and you get really low prices. Right now at the Home Depot, save up to 30% with special buys on the most innovative appliances, like a Samsung top load washer and electric dryer. They both accommodate larger loads and they're just $498 each. Sweet. Nobody beats our prices, guaranteed. With up to 30% off appliances, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, U.S. only, gas dryer extra, see store for details.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar!
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything!
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Are you behind on your taxes? The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote at 800-930-0972. 800-930-0972.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
If you have hard water, the lime scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate lime scale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at National Credit Advisor today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Your NL Central Division champion Cubs play on one radio station.
Bryant drives one in the air, left field. Back goes Frazier. It's over the wall. It's a home run for Bryant. He's over 100 RBIs.
Listen for the Hometown Call with Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer for every Cubs playoff game right here. Sports Radio 670, The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join Coach Fitz and Northwestern Football for matchups with Indiana, Wisconsin, and Illinois. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Cubs will be in Cincinnati tonight to open their last series of the regular season. Manager Joe Maddon has been open about the struggle between resting and prepping his team for the postseason. Here's what Cubs GM Jed Hoyer told Spiegel and Goff about finding that balance.
There is that fine line between preparing for the playoffs resting, all the all that balance is really difficult. But our guys have continued to play hard and play well, and I give those guys a lot of credit. I think that there's a belief in each other down there. There's a belief that the team has a chance to be really special, and I don't think that these guys are going to ever take their eye off that at any point.
Jake Buchanan will make his first start for the Cubs tonight. Pregame on the Score starts at 5:30. White Sox playing their final weekend of the season. They'll welcome Minnesota to the Cell for both teams' final three games of the year. Carlos Rodon on tap to make his 28th start. First pitch from the Cell tonight at 7:10. The Bears continued getting ready to host Detroit on Sunday at Soldier Field. Quarterback Jay Cutler sat out of practice again today. He's listed as doubtful for Sunday. The rest of the injury report is out. Kadeem Carey, Jeremy Langford, Eddie Goldman, and Danny Trevathan doubtful. Alshon Jeffrey, Josh Sitton, Jonathan Bullard, Willie Young, and Tracy Porter are all questionable. Looking more and more likely that Brian Hoyer makes his second start under center in week four. Blackhawks play their second preseason game tonight in Pittsburgh. The team signed forward Graham Knott to a three-year deal this morning. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Home Run In Pizza, serving Chicago authentic thin crust pizza since 1947. And go for game day greatness with 670 The Score and Dos Equis at Hawkeyes on Taylor Street Saturday, October 8th for a college football watch party. Join us for your chance to play games, win prizes, and cheer on your favorite college teams. Brought to you by Dos Equis. Stay thirsty, my friends. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the radio home for Cubs baseball. Next game on the Score is tonight at 5:30 when the Cubs take on the Reds on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Julie, thank you. We will see you on Monday when the baseball season will be over.
This Indians-Tigers thing, though. Isn't there like some weird chance? Yeah, some weirdness going on as far as the postponement of that game the other day. I don't know what the hell.
Yeah, no. Well, yeah. All I know is they called a game a tie last night. They were like, you know what?
Still,
you don't care. We don't care. Nobody cares.
Nobody should have cared about anything that happened yesterday. Football. You got a tie in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Sox doing what they do.
Sox playing through rain for like 3.5 innings. Mm-hmm. Just a complete and utter downpour trying to get that one in.
Nothing really happened in sports yesterday, huh?
Well, we still talked about it with Hub Arkish, Patrick Manley today, man. Jonah Carey today, Pete Futak today, and Jim Brandstatter.
Yeah, thank Brandy. You. Good to argue with him on the air. Get your blood boiling a little bit.
That was a 6-year-old argument. Rekindle that thing on the air. Thank you to Jay Zawoski, and thank you to Brett Lyons for being here today. Thank you, Brett. Kevin Zipak is a person, and Brian Gertz does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. I will be off Monday for the Jewish holidays, so Jason will be here along with
Lawrence Holmes.
Excellent.
Yeah, it'll be Lawrence in on Monday, so this is not one of the sad ones, right?
No, you're good. This is New Year's, the sweetness of New Year.
Okay, because I don't want to say happy something or celebrate your
Shana holiday. Tova. Go ahead and say Shana Tova or Cesar Tovar. Go ahead and say that.
There it is. Shana Tova. There it is. Call us 6 to the Scores contest line at 312-591-6700. Qualifies to win a package for two for a VIP trip to New York. This package includes round trip airfare for two, a 2-night stay at the Blakely Hotel, cocktail party, pregame tailgate, and two lower level tickets to the Chicago versus New York game on Sunday, November 20th. For more information, visit professionalsportstours.com. It is time for us to go out to the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour. Dan Bernstein and Matt Abatacola are live at Harry Carey's Italian Steakhouse. Wow, they're out there in Rosemont, which is a terrific location. 10233 West Higgins Road. They're going to be out there until 5:35, presented by Bud Light. What's up, fellas?
Yeah, Mannheim and Higgins is all you need to know, and there's plenty of parking and all kinds of good food. They're finishing up their lunch rush here at a place where we always have a terrific time.
Yeah, it's a good time. So, nothing happened in sports yesterday, fellas.
That's not true. I was paying attention to the Tennessee Volunteers as they, masqueraded as Miami Dolphins on my TV last night.
Bad football happened?
Yeah.
Baseball happened?
Looking for the checkerboard in the end zone there. But at the Ryan Tannehill storyline is exactly Jay Cutler 2.0 down there, pretty much. I mean, other than except he's a draft pick and not a big trade acquisition, but there's a million excuses, and they're this far in, and he's not getting better, and that fan base is getting a little crazy, and Adam Gase has himself the same thing.
He's been terrible, hasn't he?
So far, and his offensive line has been bad.
Offensive line.
Had three or four game spurts where he's looked like a competent quarterback, right. And then all of a sudden his teammates turn on him.
There's dumb coaches. Yeah. I mean, like over the last few years, it's been dumb coaches, bad offensive line, and he's also got that personal thing where the teammates don't dig him too much.
Yeah.
A pretty blonde wife who's dangerous because one is an anti-vaxxer and the other packs an assault rifle.
Ms. Tannehill packs an assault rifle?
Oh, yeah.
I did not know
with
that.
Her. Yeah, she had it with her in the rental car. It's like wherever they go, she's got it with her.
Is she licensed to carry it?
She's licensed to kill.
I would hope so.
She's licensed to kill. She's a secret agent.
Well, those uniforms were awful last night. And, you know, I haven't seen too much of Dolphins football this year. I've been trying to avoid football altogether. The Adam Gase head coaching, you know, start down there, is he struggling as a head coach with the offense? I know their offense is down towards the bottom in passing yards. They're down towards the bottom in scoring.
They got offensive line problems and his speech mentioned.
Obviously, you see that's what happens when you have a bad offensive line. It doesn't matter if you have a really good, you know, a quarterback, if you think Jay Cutler is or Brian Hoyer. You know, there's nothing you can really do with that. But I think he's been personally struggling too as well, fumbles and interceptions.
Yeah, he's not one of those guys which you have to be as soon as you step into the league. Where if you mess up, then it's on you, and if the team does well, then it's we. And he hasn't managed those two things and that or speaking to the press in that manner just as yet. Because Jarvis Landry and some other guys have pointed out that he needs to understand that as the quarterback and the leader in the face of the franchise, you got to put everything on yourself when the team is struggling, and he hasn't done that.
Hey, Matty, you said you've been trying to avoid football. Has that been a conscious choice, NFL specifically, or what?
Well, no, you know, it's interesting, Spies, because I've committed more time on Saturdays to watching college football more than I have in the past. And I don't know why I started to do that this year, but I did. The Bears have been terrible, and I thought they were going to be terrible because I thought the offensive line was gonna blow, which, you know, they proved me correct so far. And I'm not playing fantasy football this year for the first time in maybe a decade.
It's so a load off you, isn't it?
I'm not interested in watching other. Yeah, it is.
Get
it's
your life back.
No, it is. It's nice because, you know, I got to a point where I was doing 4, 5, 6 leagues, and it was just so stupid. And I wasn't even watching the football games. I'm just, like, watching the stats, individual players, and it was really dumb. And I knew the Bears would be bad this year, so I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to do that anymore. And got the Cubs to take my mind out, you know, through October. So
for sure,
I'll jump into football in November.
It's an addiction, and the fantasy mindset is part of it. Like that game last night, I found it was on, and I couldn't stop watching it. I don't even have anybody on either of those teams.
It's just football. We talked about it at the beginning of the season where it's like football is on, so must watch football no matter how bad it is.
I like Kenyon Drake a little bit, but like I don't have anybody on those fantasy teams. But I like every 10 seconds, I'm like, well, I can't miss this play. Let's put my head back there.
Like last night, Speaks, I was watching that stupid Cubs Pirates game with, you know, that ridiculous lineup that was in. I'm watching that game, and all of a sudden I was like, oh yeah, there's football on tonight.
Yeah,
and it's not even on top of mine, where in years past it always would be.
Yeah, the fantasy strategy for me has been for a while now. Set it on Wednesday night. Don't look at it again till next Tuesday. You know,
don't look at it again till the season's over.
Yeah, I don't want to
do that.
Say again.
Hold to that when you would do it.
Yeah, well, I have been in the last couple of years. Like, I said it on Wednesday night, and then, you know, in a group chat with the fellas, the guys would be talking about what a guy just did. And I'm like, yeah, I'll check to see if I lost or not after Monday Night Football, because, you know, I did stick to my phone a little bit too much and trying to figure out, all right, I need 10 more yards from this guy. Like, it's all good.
I got two teams, two leagues, two different apps, and I look at them both constantly.
Yeah, during the week.
Sunday, yeah.
Yeah, Sundays.
During the week and on Sundays, it's unhealthy. I feel guilty. I feel dirty and guilty.
Oh, they got you.
You're talking about.
I played it once about, 16 years ago when there was
the infancy stages.
Listener league. And
you're a hipster.
It was so annoying that after 2 weeks of realizing what went into it, that it wasn't fun, that I told the other guy that I was doing it with, I don't really want to do this anymore, and it's all you, and have fun, and that was the last
one. Yeah, the fun of it is going to the draft and hanging out with your guys or talking crazy with your dudes.
No one wants to hang out with you, but like with the football thing, I thought it was pretty easy to manage. That's why I would always do multiple leagues. It's not like baseball. Like, I tried baseball one time, and I gave up after a few weeks.
It's a job.
That's way too much.
No, I love it.
Football was simple enough, but it was changing the way that I was viewing a sport that I really enjoyed watching, and that's all I had to just get out of it. Because, you know, you're flipping through scores, and a guy gets hurt and you know you're ticked off because he got 90 yards and he should have got you 100, and it was irritating me the way I was responding to a sport I enjoyed watching.
Understood. Men, we're gonna
let you guys go because you guys are a little low.
Reestablish the connect to make sure it sounds good and you are well in good hands and underway for the rest of the afternoon. What's going on in the show this afternoon?
Well, we've got Dan Hayes, we've got Jerry DiNardo, Brian Billick, Dan Durkin, Rich Campbell, at some point Zach Zaidman as well.
Nice. Have a good weekend, fellas. The Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour with Matt Abaticola and, of course, Dan Bernstein. They're out there at Harry Carey's in Rosemont. Go say what's up to the boys. They'll be out there until 5:35. I will see you on Tuesday, mister.
Yes, sir. Have a great weekend. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Have a good holiday, my man.
Thank you, sir.
To all of our Jewish peeps out there, thank you so much for listening. Have a good holiday. Lawrence Holmes will be sitting in for Matt Spiegel on Monday. For Matt, I'm Jason. Thank you for listening to 670 The Score.
There's more Boers and Bernstein on the way on 670 The Score.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. Chip Kelly was more or less run out of Philadelphia last season after demanding control of the Eagles' personnel, getting it, and then failing miserably. Sam Bradford was okay at quarterback, DeMarco Murray was a bust at running back, and linebacker Kiko Alonso was always hurt. None are still in Philadelphia. But Kelly may have found a home in San Francisco. It isn't that the 49ers are off to a great start, they're 1-2, but Kelly clearly has the support of his players. A lot of it is connected to the fact that he has stood up for Colin Kaepernick's right to sit down, or kneel, during the national anthem. Kaepernick, Kelly said, quote, is shedding light on a situation that is heinous, unquote. Each week, that becomes more and more clear as the dialogue, and sadly the shouting, continue. It's obvious Kelly's players are pleased that their coach believes in free speech. You can't say that about everyone in the NFL. I'm John Feinstein.
Welcome to the sweet spot, where your home gets the innovative appliances it needs and you get really low prices. Right now at the Home Depot, save up to 30% with special buys on the most innovative appliances, like a Samsung top-load washer and electric dryer. They both accommodate larger loads and they're just $498 each. Sweet. Nobody beats our prices, guaranteed. With up to 30% off appliances, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, U.S. only. Gas, dryer, extra, see store for details.
Are you ready for anything? Let's check the list. Do you have batteries and flashlights in case of power outages? Are your smoke detectors and home alarms powered to protect? How about backup batteries for your cell and laptop? Get ready for anything at Interstate All Battery Center, your preparedness headquarters. Right now, buy a pack of D batteries at your local All Battery Center, and we'll give one to the American Red Cross to help prepare and protect others. Your inner state of mind? Ready for anything. Find out more at interstatebatteries.com/be ready.
When you don't go to geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your moves.
Just 2 minutes, they shop, you save. They do all the work. Insure on the spot. Shops a network of insurance companies. Rates as low as $35 a month. No license, head tickets, accidents, or need a SR-22. Don't worry, they insure everyone. Call Insure on the Spot at 773-202-5060. That's 773-202-5060 to get your quote. Insure on the Spot.
Are you looking for quality eye care for the next phase of your life? VSP Direct has individual vision plans to meet your unique vision care needs. You'll get great coverage on eye exams, progressive lenses, and frames from a VSP doctor you can trust. Call 855-401-1432 to start seeing the next phase of your life more clearly. That's 855-401-1432. This coverage has exclusions and limitations. Call VSP Direct for details, 855-401-1432.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed, and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-351-7213. Our service is free, and we do the work to help you find the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. Call 800-351-7213. 800-351-7213. 351-7213.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month, but you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
I owe the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I call Tax Solutions now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal.
Call 800-921-4588. 800-921-4588. 800-921-4588.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Are you behind on your taxes? The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote at 800-930-0972. 800-930-0972.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249. 800-901-1249. 800-901-1249.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at National Credit Advisor today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed, and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-351-7213. Our service is free, and we do the work to help you find the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. Call 800-351-7213. 800-351-7213.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour of Boers and Bernstein is brought to you by Webb Ford. Visit webford.com today.
Friday is Hawaiian Shirt Day. So, you know, if you want to, go ahead and wear a Hawaiian shirt and jeans.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the
flossing his teeth. I've never seen that.
The block field goal, of course, everything after those moments changes how the game is called and whatever.
Touchdown Central
Michigan. Over CMG.
Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend.
My
My first game was 1960.
Oh, boy. By then, I was already married and raising a family.
I was nine, and I had no thoughts of anything like that at that age.
I bet you did. Come on.
At age nine?
Well, nine. Maybe not eight, but nine. Who knows?
Calvin Beecham. Jovak Nokovic.
Third and four, looks into the nickel of San Francisco in the secondary. Hey, somebody has run out on the field. Some goofball in a hat and a red shirt. Now he takes off the shirt. He's running down the middle by the 50. He's at the 30. He's bare-chested and banging his chest. Now he runs the opposite way. He runs at the 50. He runs at the 40. The guy is drunk, but there he goes. The 20. They're chasing him. They're not going to get him. Waving his arms, bare-chested. Somebody stop
Look
that
out.
Man.
Here comes the blue coat, Kevin.
Oh, they got him.
Here comes
They're coming
the
from the
coats.
Left. Oh, and they tackle him at the 40-yard line.
Tomorrow is Saturday, and Sunday comes after work.
Oh, God.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got to do. Looking forward to
the weekend. The United States lives for Friday.
Boars and Bernstein.
Happy Friday.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
And a very pleasant good afternoon to you for the next 4 hours or so. We'll do the best we can to keep you informed and entertained. Perhaps have a laugh or two along the way. A loud and persistent rapping at someone's back door. Oh, I think so. The Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour. We are at Harry Carey's in Rosemont because of our good friends at Bud Light. Raise one to right now, and you can do that this afternoon. And if you decide to come join us, you might also win yourself a pair of tickets to see the Bulls against the Wizards at United Center. Matt Abatacola is in for Terry Boers.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Is that enough chicken Vesuvio for you? You want another order?
No, I'm good. I'm good with the one.
Is it like an entire chicken?
Yeah.
That's a lot. Seriously? It's a whole chicken?
Yeah, I got, there's the big part, then there's the little leg, and then there's the other thing, and then there's the stuff here. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of food.
The whole thing.
It's a large animal.
Well,
they've fricasseed and prepared for you.
That's what you get when you come to Harry Carey's. You get the chicken Vesuvio. It's the goods.
Steaks are good, too.
That's all I've gotten is chicken Vesuvio. Years and years and years.
We're going to be joined by Dan Hayes of Comcast Sportsnet at 2 o'clock. We're going to also have a conversation with Jerry DiNardo of Big Ten Network. Second half at 3:30. Brian Billick at 4. Dan Durkin, 4:40. Rich Campbell at 5. Zach Zaidman will check in at some point as well with the latest on the Bears. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. Email us at boersandbernstein at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live because we're streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting and sexting there as well. The text zone presented by Grossinger at 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at @Boers_Bernstein. He's at Matt Abatacola. I am at @Dan_Bernstein. There's boersandbernstein.com and the radio.com app for your mobile device. You download it. You can have the show wherever you may be. Our engineer is Dave Miska.
Nick and Trent, what's up, Nick?
Hey, first time, long time, Mike.
Yes, Nick.
Just curious, what's the over-under on Tebow? It's having 3,000 career major league hits.
Whatever you want it to be.
I think it's going to happen.
You do?
Yeah, why not?
I'll tell you what, can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you wait till he gets one to talk to me about it? Can you get one before you tell me he's going to get 3,000? Paul in Hopewell Junction, what's up, Paul?
So the producer doesn't realize that that's somebody just trolling him completely? He put out a Tebow 3,000 hits caller?
Well, maybe his producer doesn't like him.
I wouldn't know any such dynamic or somebody would ever do something
that. You wouldn't know that.
Back at the Score Studios, speaking of which, Baldy McGrindy, Brendan McCaffrey.
Thank you very much. Was that Baldy McFarson? What was that?
McGrindy.
McGrindy. Let's go to, okay, enough of the Gillette, lose it.
Chris Tannehill.
And Tannehill, first half numbers, 83 yards.
83.
So the did you make anything of the Cubs complaining about Joe Maddon at all? Anything of it?
No, not at all. Not at all. And, you know, Jake Arrieta, he said that what happened the other night was just him being frustrated, letting his emotions get the best of him. He didn't think he was getting a fair shake by behind the plate, Chris Guccione. He didn't feel like he was getting a fair shake, that the opposing pitcher had a better strike zone than he was getting. And so, you know, and the guy wants to go out, and he's obviously frustrated with his performance throughout this year, looking back at what he was last year, you know, when he's been at his lowest point this year, I don't think he's that bad. As great as he was last year, was magical, historical, was something never to be matched again, was certainly never a bar to be at consistently as a pitcher. So he's somewhere, obviously, in between those two marks. At his best, he's not that great. At his worst, he's not that bad. He's frustrated. You know, he's an emotional guy. So, no, I don't think it's anything about people complaining. It's a team that has been the best team in baseball since day one. They had a bad stretch going into the All-Star break, whatever. They are the best team in the second half of the season. They've been the top of Major League Baseball this entire year.
They're antsy.
That's all it is. The fan base is antsy. Players are antsy. The management team is antsy. They just want things to get started next Friday, and we still have to wait a whole another week.
And there's also, I think, a little bit of genuine nervousness. I think that all of this buildup has been sort of fait accompli for a while now, and I think people know that it could be over very, very quickly, or it could be one of the greatest moments eventually of anybody's sports life that's involved.
I'm not sensing any nervousness. I just think it's that
internally or externally. I mean, among the players themselves. Hard to tell in professional athletes.
Yeah, no, I don't see it within the organization. I don't see any nervousness. I think these guys are just ready to play. They want the games to start going, because it's been over for a long time. Even before it was, you know, officially wrapped up, it was wrapped up, and they just want to play. This team was going to the playoffs a long time ago, and they're just ready to get those games going. You know, Jake doesn't like the way he's performing, so he took it out and he said some stupid things, and you know, that's fine. And you know, that's why Madden's good at what he does, because he didn't make the situation larger than some managers would have. You know, some manager would have called him out, and it would have become a thing, and then it would have been a distraction. Madden, you know, he killed it right there. Shut the hell up, you know, blah, blah, blah. Let's just move on. And then Jake comes out and he says, yeah, I was emotional, it was dumb. You know, I just want to do better. Of course he does. But, you know, I've been thinking about the rotation, and I've had it for a couple weeks now. I'm going Lester Hendricks 1-2.
Okay.
And I'm going Lackey 3 and Arrieta 4. That's why you signed John Lackey. The guy's got experience. He's got the performance in the playoffs, and I like that idea of you know, and it could go both ways. You could fire Arrieta up, and he could be, you know, really charged up because he's a guy looking for that big contract. He's a guy that's going to feel like, oh man, I should be, you know, fourth in this rotation for the playoffs.
Four in a playoff rotation is almost not in a playoff rotation.
You never know. He's on the playoff roster, and he'll get a start. It's not like he's not going to pitch.
We'll put Chris on for a minute.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Join Coach Fitz and NU for matchups with Indiana, Wisconsin, and Illinois. Tickets are on sale at NUSports.com. Final regular season series for the Cubs begins tonight in Cincinnati before they start the postseason, which they've been waiting on for weeks now. Oh, hi. Still sitting at 101 wins on the year, the Cubs are, after last night's tie in Pittsburgh. That was because the weather forced them to stop playing. Jake Buchanan making his first Cubs start. Tyler Smith will go for the Reds. At U.S. Cellular Field for the last time in 2016, the White Sox will be there. They're hosting the Twins in a three-game set. Carlos Rodon to get his final start. Tyler Duffy pitching for Minnesota. Now, Jay Cutler again sat out of practice for the Bears today. He is officially doubtful for Sunday. So what does his absence mean for tight end Zach Miller? Well, whatever.
Hello there. I can't hear a word you're saying.
Hey, that's odd, because neither can I. He says some stuff. Brian Hoyer set to make his second Bears start at quarterback. Alshon Jeffrey is questionable for the game against Detroit. So is Josh Sitton. Second preseason game for the Blackhawks tonight. They will play in Pittsburgh. The Hawks today signed draft pick Graham Knott to a three-year deal. Tune into The Score today for the BBVA Compass pregame show prior to Cubs' first pitch. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the radio home of Cubs baseball. Next broadcast at 5:30 when they face the Reds. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Thank you, Chris Ranji. Did you see this story out of New York about Joakim Noah? That Joakim Noah has decided that he's not going to attend a team function because he says he wasn't comfortable that the subject matter involved the military because he's a pacifist.
He's a complete weirdo.
Well, we know he's that,
right? So I mean, then it's not a story.
You know, not a particularly good way to start.
Well, I mean, do you think people are gonna come after him and say, Oh, look, you hate the military? Get the F out of my country.
If somebody came after a guy for taking a knee to protest the killing of unarmed black men and said nothing at all about the military, and people found him anti-military.
Wait, so this is it's a team meeting he's skipping? What's the, listen, what's the whole story?
This is from the New York Daily News. With consent from the Knicks,
okay,
Joakim Noah decided against participating in the annual dinner with the cadets and listening to a speech from an ex-colonel given the team at his training camp at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. Noah, a pacifist, says he's uncomfortable with his surroundings. I wasn't there, to be honest with you. It's hard for me a little bit. I have a lot of respect for the kids who are out here fighting, but it's hard for me to understand why we have to go to war, why kids have to kill kids around the world. So I have mixed feelings about being here. I'm very proud of this country. I love America, but I just don't understand kids killing kids around the world.
I don't think it's a story. I don't think people will blow it up into something, especially given what he said there.
Okay.
I just think it's a weirdo being a weirdo.
Yeah, but there's been death threats directed at everybody else. This poor kid at Nebraska.
Well, I think if you're comparing Joakim Noah skipping a team meeting and missing a speech by a colonel at West Point, where it's just a team thing, and comparing that to Kaepernick and the stupid offense that people take to him kneeling to the anthem saying he hates the military. I think
but this is a guy saying he's got a problem with the military.
No,
he's anti-war.
He's anti-war. He has a problem with war. And I think there are more people than Joakim Noah through the history of our country when we have been at war that have been opposing to wars.
Faced an enormous backlash. If you really want to, if you're one of those people, this guy hates the military, hates America. You know, he's a dual citizen. He's an American and French citizen.
Yeah.
I would be surprised if this didn't garner some sort of response. If people finding military overtones in something where the protester previously stated has absolutely nothing to do with the military, and here's a guy saying, yeah, I'm anti-war. I'm uncomfortable at a military dinner.
Yeah, maybe it will. I mean, maybe you're right, but I don't think it's that big of a story given the source of it, because he's a complete weirdo.
Yeah, he is though. But look, he is consistent with his beliefs. I give him a lot of credit. Noah has never shied away from having some big stones when it comes to doing what he feels is right. And he's now in the biggest media market in the country and deciding that he's going to take a stand by not attending a dinner that includes a speech from a military colonel.
But you know, through over the last year or so, we've seen people respond very oddly to things, and there are some weirdos out there, and so maybe people get mad at him. I don't know. I just think it's not as big of a story because it's Joakim Noah.
The 847 says Joakim Noah's opinion isn't weird. It's weird that more people don't share a similar opinion about killing kids and killing other people. 630 says tell Joakim to go back to France.
All right, there's your guy. So that's the opposition to Joe.
No,
Noah.
He doesn't have to go back to France. He's making a living here, and that's all right. But this is. Boy, did you see the entire Virginia basketball team took a knee for the anthem? That's the first. I think it's the first team other than Indiana WNBA team. And I'm sorry if I've forgotten the name.
Yeah, I don't know. I can remember who it was, but it's just it's such an emotionally charging situation with what Kaepernick's doing, and then obviously more people are doing it, and it's trickling down into colleges and at the high school level, minor league teams. As well, the WNBA, of course, as you just mentioned there. But the situation is, if you take a guy like Ditka, for example.
take him indeed.
And Ditka, he has his comments about Kaepernick, and get out of the country. I mean, to accept the rights and the freedoms that we have in this country, part of accepting those rights and freedoms means allowing people to express themselves in a way that's not violent or is not hurtful to others. And if Kaepernick wants to do that, then,
of course.
Then great, let him go and do it. But to be that intolerant, and not only that intolerant, but then to double down and be that stupid, it's really alarming.
Well,
concerning. I mean, that's why
the Ditka thing is also dog whistle racist, too. The whole get out of the country has echoes of go back to Africa on it. You start hearing stuff like that. He's parroting the things that have been said back when you're talking about in the mid-60s with the Civil Rights Act, the kind of things that people said. We're really at a point of close to peak Ditka now, where he is now, because he's not really working anymore.
Yeah, he's like the special
guy who's not working anymore.
They throw him on TV from his bedroom with his beard, and he doesn't look well. And,
between him and Bobby Knight with his crazy eyebrows and everything, the two of them are just.
Well, I never thought this was good on TV to begin with.
Of course not.
I mean, he never really. I mean, he's just the King Meatball, which is obviously why a lot of the percentage of this city loves him.
Ryan and Huntley are on the score. Hi, Ryan.
What's going on, boys? Just really wanted to say that I'm active Air Force. Heard this story and can't really understand why people get so mad about it, especially veterans. This is part of the reason we serve, is so that in this great country, you have the freedom to say, no, I don't want to do this. I don't, they're not saying, I hope all the troops die or anything like that. He has the freedom to say, you know what, this my religious beliefs, I don't want to do this. I'd much rather do that than go there by the troops and just start ripping at them or something,
I also think it from other...
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you. From other military that I've heard of, too, wouldn't disagree at all. There's no desire to kill people. People aren't joining the military because they want to kill other people or want to put themselves in...
There's a very small percentage that join the military for that reason.
No, but the whole idea, peace through strength and the idea of it being an absolute last resort to send young lives into any sort of danger. And I think there's a lot who would agree with Joakim. No, yeah, of course, nobody wants to have to kill anybody for any reason.
Right. So, Ryan, thanks for the call and your service as well. I think it's not a story... I think it could be a bigger story if he had said things differently or didn't say what he did there, and if it was someone different than Joakim Noah. I just think...
No, it's just the first that I've seen, because these are very common, where teams do have military nights or military dinners or fundraisers, whatever they do, and this is just one where he said, I'm not comfortable in that environment because...
Yeah, because he'd rather stay home and smoke weed, so that's fine. Well, good for him.
He didn't say that.
Well, I'm sure that's what he did,
It's though. Probably true. Yeah. Or
He asked, hey, can I smoke weed at the dinner? Probably not. I mean, I'm going to stay home then. I don't feel comfortable. Maybe that's what it is. I don't feel comfortable not being able to smoke weed.
That's Matt Abaticola in for Terry Bors. I'm Dan Bernstein at the top of the hour. We can try to figure out what the White Sox are doing with Dan Hayes of Comcast Sportsnet. It's the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour at Harry Carey's in Rosemont. Stop by, say hello, start your weekend with us. You got the score.
Every Monday during football season is an Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday. Your ticket to an incredible day-long recap of every game. Plus, reaction from all of our shows and team of football experts starting at 5 a.m. with Molly and Hanley and continuing throughout the day. The Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Mondays on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented in part by Ghost.
Every day we hear news about high levels of hazardous chemicals, bacteria, even lead in water across the country. Do you know what's in your home's water? A Pelican water system can reduce 99% of those pollutants from your water. You'll have spring quality water from every faucet in your home. We have factory direct pricing, a 90-day money-back guarantee, and free shipping. Call Pelican now, and they'll ship you a free information kit. Call 888-474-4019. That's 888-474-4019.
Their season record on the bat, along with historical information. The full-size bat measures 35 inches and weighs about 32 ounces. It's limited to 2016 individually numbered bats. Big Time Bats is the same company that brought you the sold-out 100th anniversary Wrigley Field bat. Call them now to purchase the historic Cubs 2016 team signature bat. Call Big Time Bats now at 866-481-BATS or see it and other Cubs collectible bats at www.bigtimebats.com. Call 866-481-BATS. There's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call BigTimeBats.com now at 866-481-BATS.
Are you looking for quality eye care for the next phase of your life? VSP Direct has individual vision plans to meet your unique vision care needs. You'll get great coverage on eye exams, progressive lenses, and frames from a VSP doctor you can trust. Call 855-401-1432 to start seeing the next phase of your life more clearly. That's 855-401-1432. This coverage has exclusions and limitations. Call VSP Direct for details, 855-401-1432.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Are you behind on your taxes? The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote at 800-930-0972. 800-930-0972.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month, but you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed, and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-351-7213. Our service is free, and we do the work to help you find the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. Call 800-351-7213. 800-351-7213.
It's Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Coach, where do you stand on this whole Colin Kaepernick issue?
Well, in what way? What do you mean?
Oh, do you have a problem with Colin Kaepernick?
I think it's a problem with anybody who disrespects this country and the flag. If they don't like the country, they don't like our flag, get the hell out. That's what I think. So if you're asking me, I have no respect for Colin Kaepernick. He probably has no respect for me. That's his choice. My choice is that I like this country. I respect our flag. And I don't see all the atrocities going on in this country that people say are going on. I see opportunities if people want to look for opportunities. Now, if they don't want to look for them, then you can find problems with anything. But this is the land of opportunity because you can be or anything you want to be if you work. Now, if you don't work, there's a different problem.
Oh, there you go.
Right.
I don't see the atrocities.
I didn't see any of it.
No, land of opportunity if you want to work. And obviously, these guys getting shot by police, which is what Kaepernick is talking about.
But we're not even talking about Kaepernick. We're talking about Joakim Noah.
I know, we're not. But, I mean, that's what he's talking about. He's talking about Cap right there. And Kaepernick never even, he never said, I don't like the flag. I don't like this country.
No.
Just so dumb. Just a dumb old person. That's all it is.
And the reason it came up isn't because it's Noah, not Colin right. Kaepernick, who we've talked about that endlessly. But it's Joakim Noah, who said that he's not anti-troops, but he is anti-war, and he's a pacifist, and he would be uncomfortable with his surroundings had he gone to the Knicks annual training camp dinner at the U.S. Military Academy in West Point, listening to a speech from an ex-Army colonel, and he didn't want to be there.
I'll text my nephew. He's a graduate of West Point, and I'll ask him, would that have offended you if a guy from a team decided not to come because he was opposed to war?
That's all. He doesn't like war. He didn't like the surroundings.
You know what I always say? War. What is it good for? Absolutely.
I'll attest to that. Matty always says that.
He's constantly saying that. You're always telling him to stop.
I look at Danny and I say, Danny, war. What is it good for?
And then there's usually a deep philosophical discussion.
No, with a long pause.
No. Oh.
Then we high five.
Yeah, I was just going to say that you do the really earnest high five. Yep.
Absolutely. Earnest high five, Matty.
Really, really
sit him or bench him.
Intern. He was a good intern. Too many high fives.
Earnest high five?
Yeah. In Albany Park, it's Jim on the score.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Jim.
It's Kaepernick and the Joakim Noah thing. I keep hearing people calling in about, well, he has the right to do it or not do it. He doesn't. Rights are referring to the government telling you what you can do. It's whether the employer allows him to. And that's fine with me. I'm a police officer. I don't care if they stand up. I don't care if people say they hate me. Because, frankly, my opinion of most of these sports people are not that important. The one point I had, though, is, and this goes back not just you guys, but lots of people talking about, they weren't quite so tolerant when Tebow was doing his kneeling and other people are pointing at the sky because they want to respect whatever deity they believe in. And I just don't understand the difference.
Okay, well, then we can't help you. If you can't understand the difference, then, I mean, how can you not? No. How can you not? That's just being willfully ignorant. Of course you can understand the difference.
I understand. Okay.
One is using a specific moment to make a specific protest about a specific injustice.
But some of the whole Black Lives Movement matter is based
the whole what?
The Black Lives Matter movement is based on a lie. The Justice Department under President Obama.
Oh boy! Okay, this is—it's one of these guys. I don't even believe. You know what? I'm going to pretend that you're not a police officer. I'm going to hope that's not the case, because the bias that's revealed. There are a lot of police officers cringing right now as you're talking here, as you're playing into this stereotype of a guy making whatever excuse he can. I'm gonna really hope sincerely that you're just saying you're a police officer to try to beef up whatever argument this is. That's
it's
my
not
hope.
An argument. It's the fact that the Justice Department.
It's not based on a lie. It is not based on a lie. Who's he? Which one? Which one of these cases? Which unarmed black men killed? Which one's
Michael
a lie?
Brown
They're all a lie. Every single one of these is a lie. Every single one that's ever happened is a lie. Forget the movement. Forget the facts that it happens. It happens too often. And it happens. I would like it to stop, and I agree with Colin Kaepernick that more should be done for it to stop. It's not a lie. It's true.
Would have been curious to hear what lie he was saying was based on, but I couldn't hear anything.
Well, no, he said that the Michael Brown thing was a lie. It's not a lie. Pick one across the country. Pick one every time you turn on the television. Every time somebody's name becomes a hashtag. Pick one. It's too bad. It's too bad that you still have... There's no reason to push against it. Just say, as a police officer, I also hope that unarmed black men don't get shot. Is that so hard? Why wouldn't you also hope that? Why wouldn't that be okay? It doesn't matter what you do for a living. Whether you're a doctor, a lawyer, or a window washer. Say, I also don't want unarmed black men to be shot.
I don't want anyone to be shot.
Right. Basically. Who wants anybody to be shot?
You know, people walking down through Millennium Park and you get shot in the head because there's a disagreement over religious conversation. I mean, that kind of stuff is just... You know, any of that. Police officers shooting people regular citizens shooting each other.
Right.
Getting
shot is bad.
Yeah, I don't want anyone being shot. I'd like to see less people shot. I'd like to see...
It's not a controversial opinion.
It's really not, yeah. It's like war. I mean, what is it good for? I prefer that we don't have to have wars. Sometimes it's a necessity.
Right. I mean, there's no reason to argue against a stand like this. And then to say you don't understand why it's different of a guy sky pointing, come on, of course you understand it's different. If you don't, then you're actively trying to not understand.
But I also, I somewhat understand what he's saying there, that there is an active prejudice against religious people at times, and it happens. And he's one of those guys that's targeted for his faith and the actions which he demonstrates that faith. He gets targeted for it. That's not fair either.
Who he does?
Tebow.
Oh, well,
Tebow's been targeted, and you've done it, so that's why you're willing to shake it off and say it's not that big of a deal.
But it actually is,
because he's a guy that's professing his faith, and he does it in a certain way, and then you target him for it, and you rip him for it, and you call him a phony for it. And then
I never called him a phony.
Because you disagree with his religious beliefs. And that's just as bad as...
I don't disagree with his religious beliefs.
Oh, I think you do, actually. Do you believe in Jesus Christ as the Son of God who died on the cross for people's sins like he does?
No, but
okay,
he can
then
say
you
he
disagree
does.
With his religious beliefs.
Well, agree or disagree. Neither one of us can prove the case.
No, it's a belief, Dan. It's that's what faith is. Faith is believing in something you can't
prove.
Well,
he's got
unseen.
A lot more faith generally.
But you guys and it's not a bad thing. You disagree.
I can't prove it either way. So if he can believe in the flying spaghetti
monster, that's the whole thing. He can't prove it either. That's why it's called faith. You believe in things you can't see.
Right.
That's the whole idea.
He has faith he's going to be a Major League Baseball
right, you
player.
Guys have,
I don't.
You guys
that
have,
we disagree.
You guys have differing beliefs, and that's fine because there are so many. I mean, I'm sure if we poll everyone in here, we'd all would have some different beliefs on things. But
right, but that's apples
is,
and
but,
oranges. When
it's
you're,
really not though, because I'm just saying I understand somewhat what he's saying about religious people being targeted, and that's not fair either.
But he's not really being targeted. It
sure
just points out that the kneeling
sure
in the end
you,
zone
you
is
You point
silly.
Out every NFL player that mentions God or sky points.
No,
right. You targeted Tim Tebow, and that's not fair either.
Because he's goofy about it. I think he's. I mean, I don't
Whatever.
Dislike him.
That's fine.
I just think it's silly, and I think if you
right. So you think his religious beliefs are silly,
no,
and the way he acts them out.
I guess
that's not fair either.
No, I think part of the problem is that too often religious beliefs of any kind are used to justify people killing each other, and I'm not quite sure.
Well,
what
now
the,
that's a real big stretch. You're going from Tim Tebow to that statement.
No, it is.
It's a huge stretch. That's not even doesn't even make any sense. You sound like a caller now.
No, it's true though.
But you do.
What's the biggest reason why wars have been fought in the history of the
but
world?
But now you're making our conversation about you targeting Tim Tebow and you're making it about religious war.
I'm just asking, what is it good for? What is the biggest reason why wars have been fought in the history of humankind?
Oh, so I think two of the biggest, or three of the biggest reasons, land, money, and religion.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, that's all.
But
that's
I don't know how you deviate from the Tim Tebow conversation
well,
to
this,
that. That's,
I don't know.
That's interesting. Okay.
I'm just saying, that's part of the reason why I tend to shy away from anybody openly professing religion.
Just admit that you targeted Tim Tebow because he's goofy.
Well.
Just admit you targeted him because he's goofy.
Oh, I make fun of him, but the idea of targeting is a loaded word. Targeting is gets back to something ugly. I don't think he's targeted or
no, I'm talking
persecuted.
About you. You
I make fun of him.
You pick him out exclusively.
I like making fun of him because he's vapid.
Okay, and that's fine.
And
yeah,
silly.
And he doesn't sound like the smartest guy, and he probably isn't the sharpest knife in the drawer. So, but. I just think you single him out because he had more of a voice. At
it's
the time
still
when he was
I do think
sports.
To compare that to a protest of people being killed is an unfair equivalency. I make fun of a lot of people for a lot of things.
Oh, I can agree with that, but that's why I also when I started my statement on it, I said I get to a certain extent what the guy's talking about there,
well,
even though I believe Jim in Albany, who was not a police officer, is an idiot.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Dan Hayes of Comcast Sports.
He's not an idiot.
Well, let's see.
He's not an idiot.
Okay, he'll talk baseball with us on the score.
The Bears are 0-3 to start the season. Now, can Coach Fox and the banged-up Bears get a victory over the Lions? We're talking about it right up to game time. So get ready for the game with us on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Welcome to the sweet spot, where your kitchen gets the new appliances it needs and you get really low prices. Right now at the Home Depot, save up to 30% with special buys on the most innovative appliances from Samsung. Save $600 on a Samsung French door refrigerator in black stainless steel. It stores more and has Samsung's most modern finish. Sweet. Nobody beats our prices. Guaranteed. With up to 30% off appliances. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift receipt.
Pope's Moving is a full-service mover committed to providing top-quality residential and commercial moving services. From full-service moving to a simple pickup service, Pope's Moving is the premier short- and long-distance moving company located in the Chicagoland area. To learn more about Pope's Moving services, please contact them at 888-409-4772. That's 888-409-4772. Or online at popesmoving.com. That's popesmoving.com.
Classic Tickets, Strachan Vantil, and 670 The Score are teaming up to bring you the Golden Ticket. Be one of the 67 qualifying winners invited to the finale, and you could have a chance to win the prize of a lifetime, a $20,000 Classic Tickets gift card. Stop by your local Strachan Vantil or visit 670thescore.com/golden ticket to find out more information. Presented by Strachan Vantil and Classic Tickets.
Are you looking for quality eye care for the next phase of your life? VSP Direct has individual vision plans to meet your unique vision care needs. You'll get great coverage on eye exams, progressive lenses, and frames from a VSP doctor you can trust. Call 855-401-1432 to start seeing the next phase of your life more clearly. That's 855-401-1432. This coverage has exclusions and limitations. Call VSP Direct for details, 855-401-1432.
The following message contains a special offer for listeners of this station.